I'd like you to all close your eyes for a moment, and I'd like you to take a minute or two to just use whatever you've been using to get yourself in a relaxed state. And that could simply just be focusing on your breathing and thinking about your hands, or just focusing on your breathing. But everybody close your eyes for a moment, please, and just think about getting in this state that you want to. And when you're ready, I'd like you to imagine that you're standing in the doorway to a meadow. And that means, you know, there's a meadow stretched down in front of you, and you can see the grass and the trees and the flowers. And I'd kind of like each one of you to nod your head a little bit to let me know that you can see the meadow. And can you nod a little bit? Thank you. Good. And I'd like you to think about an emotion that you get that troubles you somewhat. And it could be the emotion you get when you sit down to concentrate. It could be the emotion you get when you have to deal with a relative you don't like, or have to be somewhere you don't want to be. It could be fear, it could be sadness. But think of an emotion that you've had in your life that doesn't always make sense. And imagine that you're looking over to the side of the meadow, and sitting on the meadow is a fallen tree. And sitting on the fallen tree is a child. And it's you. And look at what she's wearing, or he's wearing, and look at what how his hair is cut, and what the emotional expression on the child's face is. And I'd like you to go over and introduce yourself to that child. And you know, it really doesn't matter. The child recognizes you right away, because you know so much about this child that you can sit down next to them, and you can talk to them about their family and their life and the things that are troubling them, and they have to admit after a little while that it's you. And the goal here is to envelop the child with love, so that we don't know what's bothering this child. I don't, but you do. The child might be frightened. She might feel lonely and abandoned. He might feel that he's a bad boy and people don't like him. Whatever it is, the negative emotion that the child is feeling, it's pretty easy to cheer up a child. You sit down next to them and you give them a Chunky. You remember Chunkies with peanuts and raisins and chocolate? Or you just sit next to them and sit them on your lap. Now you can feel what it's like to have a child on your lap, to envelop this child in love. Think about a color of an aura surrounding the child and seeing, covering that, making that aura pulsate and glow, enveloping the child with love. What's interesting here, of course, is that you are you and you are the child at the same time. So you can feel the love that you're giving and you can feel the love that you're getting. And you might take a moment and ask the child about the things that are bothering them. And you might want to reassure them. You might tell them that you know they're trying as hard as they can. And when you look at this kid, they deserve love. Every child deserves love, and your little child deserves love too. That's right. So take a minute and imagine that there's a stream next to the meadow, and you can take off your shoes and socks and put your socks inside your shoes and put your fingers inside your shoes and just walk together, you and the child, up the stream. It's a beautiful stream with a sandy bottom. It's got tadpoles and salamanders and little frogs in it and goldfish, and you're walking up the stream and it feels so good on your feet, and you can see the light coming down through the shadows, a yellow light maybe through the leaves, or a green, and the brook is babbling. That's right. And you can walk up the stream and talk to the child, and she's happy with you, he's happy with you. He's telling you about things, and you're giving them confidence, and you believe in them, and you love them, and you enjoy them. And you walk up the stream, and there's a waterfall, and you can hear the waterfall, and there's a beautiful pool at the bottom, and next to it is a grassy area, and there's a red and white checkered tablecloth, and there's a picnic basket, an endless picnic basket with meats and cheeses and chocolates and juices and fruits, and sit down with the child and have a little snack, start eating the things they like, and you can go swimming in the pool there. There's a in the waterfall pool, there's a warm, hot, fluffy towels. You can just sit there with this child and talk to them and understand them and enjoy them and love them and nurture them. Because they deserve love, don't they? That's right. That's right. And when you're ready, you can look at the child, kind of pick her up, look her right in the eyes, and think, now we're in this together. Now we're in this together. You can visit this child, and if she's feeling distressed, if she has a feeling that she doesn't understand and she needs help, you can find him or find her. Go very easily right to the meadow. There they are. You can help them to feel better. It's quite easy to make a child feel better, really. I'd like to take a minute or two, visit with your child. That's right. Find out what they need. Tell them they've been doing the best they can. They did the best they can with the resources they had. There are lots of things you understand about them that they don't. They don't really understand their parents and why they behave that way. You probably do. And you can explain it to her or him. They didn't understand ADD and how it influenced them and how it got in their way, but you do. And you can explain that to them. And be forgiving and accepting and loving to that child. So take a minute or two and love that child. That's right. And make your goodbyes. Okay. And everybody could kind of come back, say goodbye to the child, and see him again.